to protect, serve, or pull over. Longboat's high-visibility policing sparks taxpayer revolt. It is something of a policing paradox. For decades, the town of Longboat Key, its residents, its businesses, and the local real estate industry have spent countless dollars touting the island's virtually non-existent crime rate, stunning beauty, and tranquil ambiance. Visitors flock from around the world to leave the cold behind, relax on the beach, play around at the Longboat Key Club, or indulge at the new five-star St. Regis Resort. But lately, when drivers descend off the bridge onto the island, they aren't met with a warm, breezy welcome. Instead, they are greeted by a barrage of flashing blue lights and what is rapidly becoming an aggressive gauntlet of traffic stops. The frustration is conjoined with a confusingly shifting speed limit that morphs from 35 miles per hour heading down the bridge past the BP station, bumps to 40 miles per hour for a short stretch along the hardened medians in front of Country Club Shores, and then jumps to 45 miles per hour for the next 9 miles. For the police chief and some town officials, this heavy, high-visibility presence is an ode to safety, a stern warning to any would-be ne'er-do-wells. But the impact on the people actually driving Gulf of Mexico Drive is quite different. Instead of a peaceful arrival into a manicured, recreational paradise, locals and tourists alike are thrust into a stressful, heavily policed corridor, running all the way from the islandside golf course down to Country Club Shores. The 2025 report, Glossy Stats vs. Gritty Reality. This paradox is perfectly captured in the Longboat Key Police Department's newly released 2025 annual report. In his 2025 year-in-review memorandum, Police Chief Russ Mager set a clear operational course for the island's law enforcement, prioritizing frontline patrols, aggressive traffic enforcement, and modern technology. But for a growing number of residents, the glossy statistics are masking a deeply frustrating reality. Longboat Key is rapidly feeling less like a relaxed beach town and more like a militarized speed trap. While the department touts its operational efficiency and strategic restructuring, taxpayers are digging into the numbers. A staggering, nearly 200% surge in traffic enforcement has sparked intense community blowback, prompting locals to ask the hard questions. Is this massive police presence actually making anyone safer, or is it just harassing the people who foot the bill? A strategic shift to the front lines. When Chief Mager was sworn in, he brought a mandate of modernization and efficiency. A major strategic shift highlighted in his 2025 review was a restructuring of the department to bolster street-level presence. Following the retirement of the deputy chief in December 2025, the department consciously chose not to backfill the executive position. Instead, Mager reallocated those resources directly to the patrol division, without increasing the overall budget. This administrative move was specifically designed to allow the department to allocate more hours to beach patrols, marine patrols, and proactive community needs. By cutting top-heavy command roles, the department successfully added two new frontline patrol positions. The strategy was clear. Put more cops on the street to tackle the island's primary hazard, traffic. The high visibility backfire, when safety turns to fear. While general crime on Longboat Key remains at historically low levels, the department reported a noticeable increase in motor vehicle accidents, rising from 93 crashes in 2024 to 114 in 2025. According to the department's findings, driver behavior, specifically following too closely, failure to yield, and careless driving, is the dominant factor in these crashes, rather than roadway defects. In response, Chief Mager made high visibility a core objective, unleashing proactive policing efforts to curb bad driving habits. But residents are pushing back, armed with research showing that the chief's strategy may be fundamentally backfiring. According to criminological data actively being shared among frustrated locals in social media groups and email chains, high visibility policing is only reassuring under specific conditions. When it crosses the line into over-policing, it actively damages public trust. As one piece of research circulated by residents highlights, the breaking point is a quote, constant enforcement focus. If visibility equals tickets, stops, or confrontations, fear rises, the research warns. The community argues that Longboat Key has sprinted past community support and straight into an enforcement crackdown. The 2025 data is jarring. In a single year, the department issued 1,900 traffic citations and a jaw-dropping 4,000 traffic warnings. That is 5,900 traffic stops on an island with roughly 6,000 full-time residents. The report proudly highlights 29,300 self-initiated calls in 2025. In police jargon, a self-initiated call means an officer wasn't dispatched by a 911 operator to help someone in need. Rather, the officer actively went looking for an infraction and initiated the stop themselves. That equates to about 57 proactive stops every single day. Does a 200% increase in flashing blue lights make taxpayers feel safe? Or does it foster a quiet, defund the police sentiment, born not out of political ideology, but out of sheer exhaustion from being constantly monitored and nickel and dimed? The resident question versus community policing. In his report, Chief Magger emphasized that community policing remains central to the department's mission, noting that officers are actively participating in HOA engagements, business outreach, and community events to build public trust. But research shared by the community notes that public perception of police is heavily shaped by how officers behave, friendly versus confrontational, at the point of contact. Lately, the behavior at car windows is drawing intense scrutiny. The surge in traffic stops has brought disturbing anecdotal reports from the community. Several residents claim that upon being pulled over, officers have explicitly asked them, "Do you own a home here? Or are you a visitor?" If true, the question is highly inappropriate. It leaves the distinct impression of a double standard that wealthy taxpayers might be let off with a warning, while tourists or workers receive the citation. Yet even full-time residents report feeling treated poorly during these stops, leading to a profound loss of community support. You cannot build a community-oriented police force while actively alienating the community on the side of Gulf of Mexico Drive. Tackling traffic, bad drivers, or bad infrastructure. The police department justifies the traffic crackdown by pointing to the spike in crashes and blaming tailgating and failure to yield. But residents argue the data is misleading and the town solutions are lazy. How many of those 114 crashes were actually serious, injury-inducing wrecks, and how many were simply minor fender benders? The town's own maps show 13 crashes clustered in the Bay Isles area. How many of those were just low-speed bumps in the crowded Publix parking lot? Furthermore, how many of the island's crashes were directly caused by the chaotic FDOT-mandated concrete barriers erected during the controversial Country Club Shores turn lane project? If traffic flow and safety are truly the goals, residents argue the town should rely on smarter infrastructure, not more tickets. Instead of setting up speed traps, why not install traffic circles at the frustrating three-way stops outside the Longboat Key Club and at the bottom of the bridge? Roundabouts are proven to calm traffic and eliminate the driver frustration that leads to careless mistakes. Furthermore, if the town is so concerned about safety, residents wonder why officers aren't prioritizing crosswalks. Having an officer step out of their air-conditioned cruiser to physically stand at high-traffic crosswalks would do far more to protect pedestrians than hiding in a median waiting to write a speeding ticket. If the issue is simply speed, automated speed cameras are significantly cheaper and more efficient than paying a pension-backed officer to run radar. Marine patrols and missing data. The waters surrounding the island remain a heavy focus for the department. Magger's report highlights that marine patrol operations continue to play a crucial role in environmental protection and the enforcement of boating regulations. In 2025 alone, marine officers conducted 192 vessel stops and responded to 69 other marine-related calls. But unlike the meticulously detailed, multi-year charts provided for road traffic and EMS calls, the Marine Patrol data lacks any historical comparison. Why wasn't prior year data shown for the waters? Did vessel stops also see a 200% increase? If not, why is the department aggressively policing the roads but taking a softer approach on the water? Boating under the influence, BUI, and waterway safety are massive issues in a coastal community. Residents are left wondering if marine safety is simply considered less important than meeting a quota of road citations. 2026 tech priorities and the budget paradox. Looking ahead to 2026, Chief Magger outlined several key initiatives to modernize the force. Top priorities include technology enhancements like body-worn cameras, drones, and upgrading internal records management systems. The department is also aggressively exploring grant opportunities, having already requested over $121,000 in 2025 to secure funds for items like a Sea-Doo, ballistic shields, and bicycle safety programs. MAGR also celebrated the department's strict compliance with law enforcement accreditation standards, boasting two consecutive years of internal mock assessments that yielded zero deficiencies. But these ambitions highlight the most glaring paradox on Longboat Key. If crime is so incredibly low, why is the police force so big, and why are costs still climbing? The 2025 report confirms what everyone already knows. Longboat Key experienced zero homicides and zero robberies for the third year in a row. It is one of the safest zip codes in America. Yet public safety consumes an astounding 69% of the town's general fund. How does Longboat Key's police staffing compare per capita to other luxury vacation destinations with similar populations? How has the police budget ballooned over the last decade, particularly before and during Mayor Ken Schneier's tenure? As the mayor himself recently urged during summer budget meetings, the town needs to focus on needs, not wants, when it comes to personnel. If the police department is primarily functioning as an overfunded traffic enforcement squad, residents are asking if there are leaner, more effective alternatives. The verdict. Chief MAGR concluded his review by reaffirming the department's core mission. The Longboat Key Police Department remains fully dedicated to providing exceptional service and safeguarding the quality of life for all residents, visitors, and businesses on the island. But the customers of Longboat Key are feeling the strain of his new business model. High visibility is only a virtue when it makes a community feel protected. When it turns into a daily gauntlet of radar guns, warnings, and confrontations, it creates an island that feels distressed, hostile, and harassed. As the town commission reviews this data, they will have to decide what kind of community they want Longboat Key to be: a relaxed, welcoming paradise, or a zero-tolerance patrol zone.